Hello, and welcome to One World Pod, usually recorded from the virtual world of Second Life, but tonight, or today, it is recorded in the basement of Dragon Intuitive. My name is Ka Brevity in Second Life, and Beverly in the real world, and with me I have...
My name is Seth in Second Life, Travis in the real world.
We're starting this podcast today as a chat on various topics that we've posted in the DragonIntuitive.com website. Each time, we'll maybe touch on a specific topic or just go over areas in general. Today, I thought we'd talk about dreams. Are all dreams meaningful?
They're as meaningful as all sensory impressions are. It's pretty important to have your senses clear, be able to take in information from your environment, but you don't have to catch every little detail.
So what is the brain doing? What is the subconscious doing? Orienting? Mainly orienting? Trying to get a new grasp on something, a new concept?
Well, orienting and impelling, both.
Okay.
Yes, the impulsion or impulses are a necessary part of operation, both in the environment, you know, we're drawn to the pleasurable and avoid the painful, and toward internal mental states. We try to disassociate ourselves from internal pain, and we seek out internal pleasure, euphoria, peace, whichever state you might have personal preference for.
So the subconscious is processing all that?
Oh, yes.
Pulling us towards more things that we need to process?
Yes, always, actually. That's its primary function, is to preserve the well-being of the individual. And the way that's done is by having you eat food, you know, seek shelter, seek companionship, find meaningful ways of occupying your time, new stimulation.
So what are some of the things in the universal symbols in dreams? Like houses. I believe you said before that houses are a mind state?
They are a mind state, but really any space is a mind state, and that's one of the universal principles of dreams, is everything, every dream you have takes place, is staged in a place.
Yes.
Your brain is sort of holographic in its nature of ordering things. So, internal states are projected into the external world, and external environments are projected into your internal world.
So quite often in a dream you'll have it in a building or something you sort of recognize from a house you've been in before. That context is immediately important because there's associations you make to that place.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Versus some dreams, I guess, there are some dreams you have where where you are doesn't seem to really matter at all. Maybe more important as to who you're interacting with or what have you.
Yes, this is true, actually. The second important principle behind dreams is that you never have a dream in which no event takes place.
Yes.
All dreams are structured, an event takes place in a location.
Yes.
Kind of like a story in that sense, but it runs deeper. It isn't a fabrication, because our own ability to perceive reality is structured by language. Body language, spoken language, just linguistic thought. It all describes and thus circumscribes our range of consciousness.
So a lot of my dreams take place in the workplace, a business office or whatnot. What would that say?
Having a lot of your dreams take place in the workplace is you believe that you... Well, it's a couple of different things, really. central to your consciousness has been the dynamic of life, of work, of productivity, right, of achieving something, accomplishing something, overcoming the ego hurdles.
Yes.
For other people, the dream is the opposite. They tend to favor the domestic environment oftentimes because they're a stay-at-home mom or a parent or something of that nature.
Mm-hmm. So really it's putting it in the context of the world we're familiar with.
Yes. We identify more with some environments than others.
Yes.
Our ego or our self-image is connected more to some environments than others.
Okay. So a dream I had last night was being in the workplace, an office, and people being told that I had to go watch a movie. And I, for whatever reason, didn't go, wanted to get something else done. And as I was trying to get something else done, the movie kind of took over my PC and just started automatically playing, like they were force feeding it. So then I decided, okay, I'd go into where everybody else was, and I went into this closed room, and there was these people around who were kind of orchestrating everything or directing people who were kind of like guards, so to speak. And they were really pissed off that I hadn't been there. They were angry that I hadn't been there before. And I was late. So they ushered me into this room and with a whole bunch of other people, and I sat down, but it wasn't the room where the movie was playing. The movie was actually playing in an adjacent room next door. And I remember sitting there thinking, well, if this is punishment, this isn't so bad. Now I don't even have to watch the movie. I can just sit here. So what would that all mean?
Well, movies are stories. As a matter of fact, it's a very common image for a story these days. And as I said earlier, dreams all more or less follow a story structure. What people may not realize is that you don't just adopt the stories you like, or that the stories that you've personally participated in, you can adopt stories that have been related to you secondhand or inculcated into your consciousness by some outside authority.
Hence I was processing, or it was something to do with stories people were feeding me.
Yes. Yes, and one of the functions, there are actually two things that the subconscious mind does. It synthesizes your experience, attempting to have a whole view of life as you understand it. But then it also sort of fact checks or reality checks. It eliminates or tries to eliminate any internal contradictions.
Yes.
So you can actually make decisions. So oftentimes the subconscious mind in a dream will attempt to reject something that was otherwise has otherwise invaded your life, mm-hmm, because it sets up some sort of powerful contradiction.
Okay. So this was somehow processing the story I'm being fed and how I should react to it?
Yes.
And then going into the room and thinking, well, I have this idea that I'll be punished for not accepting the story, but then going into the room realizing the punishment wasn't so bad anyway.
Yes, that you're willing to accept the consequence of rejecting the story that was represented by the work-mandated movie.
Yes. 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 And as you mentioned before, dreams work on metaphor. So the movie is a metaphor for ideas and concepts being fed into me.
Yes. In fact, all experience is a metaphor. There's a lot behind this, but you don't literally see the light energy bouncing off of an object. You see a pattern generated in your brain that was stimulated by the light, and therefore
right,
all you're seeing is a metaphor for the object that you think you see. Well, the same thing applies to emotions and any form of internalized experience. It will generate a sensory metaphor, and it will grab onto the closest analog to that in your objective experience. Mm-hmm. So for some people, cookie is a reward. For some people, a cookie is sickness.
Yes, which gets to association. Yes. The subconscious mind will associate things that have certain meanings to you.
Yes.
Personally.
Yes.
And that's part of dream interpretation, from what I understand, is that you take images and dreams, and if you don't know what it means, you can start associating, using like a word association to determine what it means for you personally.
Yes.
Because every dream will be different depending on the person.
This is correct.
Yes. So if you have a house in a dream, you can word associate on house, which might mean family, which might mean safety to some people, which might mean fear to some people if it's if they've had bad experiences or
indeed
or loneliness.
Yes.
If they've had experiences of loneliness in a home.
Yes. Sometimes this metaphoric transformation is clear and the connections are simple. Sometimes the metaphoric transformation is not entirely clear. Like in the situation where you, in your dream, were confined to that special room that it was away from the movie viewing room.
Yes.
That's probably the closest thing or closest concept you have to prison. Never having had
right.
that be a part
exactly.
of your personal experience.
Yes.
Even to the point that you identified the authorities that had directed you as guards.
True. And even though in the dream, I don't know, I didn't really have that thought of guard in the dream, but it's obviously an association I immediately made just
yes.
by describing the dream.
Yes.
And trying to come up with words to describe the dream.
Yes.
I insert associations, which is what the kind of the subconscious is associating with.
Yeah, that's what it does all on its own, and you're just yes. adding.
So you can kind of trust those associations you make.
Yes.
When you describe a dream.
Yes.
And then, of course, it often brings up a feeling associated with that association.
Yes.
And that's probably what the subconscious is trying to do, is somehow bring out that feeling. Often there are buried feelings that you've kind of ignored for a long time.
Yes.
And it brings it out, so it processes it more.
Yes. The subconscious has no real grasp on abstract notions such as justice or peace or anything like that. All it really understands is sensory experience. But it also understands or has the experience of having its awareness disturbed by an emotional reaction, and that's a whole range of emotions,
mm-hmm.
or a pattern of thought. It doesn't actually comprehend emotion or thought, not like the conscious mind does, but it will attempt to translate emotion or patterns of thought into physical metaphors. So let's say you are normally a very mathematically inclined person.
Mm-hmm.
You would probably very frequently dream of computers or calculators or math books or whatever is associated with
yes.
your mathematical thinking.
Right. Yes. And then it uses those images that
yes.
you relate to.
Yes.
So are some dreams meaningless?
No. No more than some days are meaningless. That's a personal opinion. But my personal belief is that anything you experience is inherently meaningful. That's the only place you're going to find meaning in your entire life. So it's either all meaningful or all meaningless.
It may be a more or lesser degrees of significance.
Yes.
Some dreams are just a simple orientation of something that
yes.
might caught your awareness in a certain day.
Yes. Things can vary in significance, but nothing is actually meaningless. The reason I choose to see things as meaningful rather than meaningless is not even a strictly moralistic point of view. Ultimately, it is more functional and you're capable of being more operational when you adopt the world is meaningful and thus dreams are meaningful and my emotions are meaningful
yes.
worldview. than if you try to do the reverse and declare that everything is meaningless.
Yes. And it is something that is hitting your psyche, it's hitting your mind, just like anything that you see in the outside, a waking world, when you're awake.
Yes.
So, from that perspective, it has as much impact on you as anything else.
Well, it's been established that, as far as the body is concerned, your hormonal reactions, your physical muscle contraction pattern, even more microscopic health changes can occur irregardless of whether you've actually experienced something with your senses or whether you've just vividly imagined that it happened. Which would mean traumas, pain, and injury in your dream will cause those hormones to be released, even though you haven't sustained any injury.
Yes.
Likewise, erotic dreams cause that set of emotional and hormonal responses.
So some people say they don't remember any dreams. That would be possibly because of their sleep patterns, or possibly just because they don't want to pay attention to them. So they fade probably when they wake up, I would imagine.
This is correct. That generally the people who don't report that they don't remember their dreams often also don't remember phone numbers.
Yes.
Or typically misplace small items, their house keys, things of that nature.
Well, I've noticed the more I've recounted dreams after awakening, the more I've been able to remember dreams when I wake up. It's kind of almost trained me to kind of notice them, I think.
An awareness and observation practice. They use the same sort of regimented practice when they are training intelligence operatives. And it's a part of becoming a journalist or just a writer in general.
Yes.
Getting into the habit of
what you focus on,
focusing on things and then describing whatever that is.
Yes.
So if you're in the habit of describing dreams, you naturally seize on dreams and describe them more.
And the more you describe them, the more you associate, the more you start to do that association and pick up on the meaning of dreams, I would think the more they can progress instead of just getting stuck in kind of a repetitive thing. Be true.
This is true. It goes back to that old saying that the unexamined life is not worth living.
Yes.
Ultimately, we praise people who learn from their mistakes, and even those who learn from other people's mistakes, but we do not encourage them to consider the deeper elements of their own consciousness and learn from that. Although everything they do, everything they imagine, because that is where the imagination comes from, the subconscious, is spurred, fueled, and even shaped by that. So yes, a rigidity of thinking and a resistance can keep all of your conscious waking life and thought patterns rigid. To the point of even psychotic behavior.
Yes.
They typically call these neurotic behaviors, some compulsion you have that doesn't serve an adaptive purpose.
Well, as they say, we can't survive without sleep, and probably the dreams is a big piece of that, needing that processing.
Yes.
Just maybe quickly touch on lucid dreaming. From what I understand of lucid dreaming, you are aware that you are dreaming in the dream.
That is, yes, that phenomenon does exist. Lucid dreaming is not really so much a special state as many people seem to perceive it to be. Your consciousness is not inherently segregated. It's not innately divided between the conscious and subconscious awarenesses. Lucid dreaming occurs when the compulsive conscious thought patterns subside or temporarily suspended.
Okay.
Oftentimes this is achieved simply by intending to, just having the willingness to suspend your conscious thinking because you want to be receptive to the dream imagery. Other times this is suspended because you're so exhaustively involved in trying to understand an emotional issue that's affecting you at the moment that you are receptive to any information arising from your subconscious as it comes up.
I suppose it's the same reason you get immersed in a movie or story. It's because you want to in order to appreciate the story.
Yes, actually, that's exactly the way it is. You can extract more depth, more support, more information, learn more by achieving that level of immersion.
I suppose there may be times where you want to maybe turn it a certain way. Especially, I would imagine, if you're having repetitive dreams.
Yes.
Lucid dreaming might be helpful.
If you're having a repetitive dream, lucid dreaming is helpful. Again, it's sort of an art, but it's achievable by anybody. And in that situation, if it's a repetitive and disturbing dream, you might want to practice what could be called dream interruption. Just deliberately interrupting the script of the repetitive dream to the point where it ceases to repeat itself because you've broken the continuity. You're effectively introducing that incongruity. You're causing the mind's natural process of continuity checking to single that out and remove it.
Yes. And I would imagine the more you become aware of your dreams and kind of do the association, the interpretation, it's almost like the more you, it becomes in part of your focus, so the more you would see it while you're sleeping, almost, or have the potential to see the dream while you're sleeping.
This is correct. This is more likely to induce lucidity.
Especially if it's repetitive. It's almost like a moment in a dream where your mind goes, whoa, I've seen this before. Oh, I dreamt this.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, during your waking, if you would seek to achieve lucid dreaming, during your waking hours, if you were to process your waking experience as if it were a lucid dream, consider that your mind might be presenting something to you that's not actually evident in the environment. Yeah. You come to check for that and you stop making the assumption while you're asleep that you're just in your natural environment. You can become, you can grow into the habit of putting awareness first,
yes,
rather than the automated assumptions and yes, habits that you normally practice.
Yes. Okay. I think we'll stop there for now. And thanks for listening. You can find more material on this and other subjects at dragonintuitive.com. And you can also join us for discussions in Second Life. Join the group One World, Many Paths. And Seth has classes on Sunday and Tuesday where you can join us in the discussion.